Heart and Soul.
Now it's time to hear from our regular speaker, the Reverend David Evans. Thanks, David.
Hello, everyone. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Jesus said when he called the disciples, "Follow me." The Apostle Paul said, "Be followers of me, even as I am a follower of Jesus Christ." To be a follower of Jesus Christ means that we are looking to do those things that we see Jesus do. But we don't do it in our own strength. We do it with the aid of the Holy Spirit that the Lord Jesus has given to us. I want to speak today about one of the aspects of the life of Jesus which was so very, very important. It's the spiritual prayer retreats that Jesus used to take. We start with our text in Mark 1:35, where it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Our Lord not only had the habit of regularly attending public worship, but he went apart repeatedly to talk with and receive help from the Father. It's interesting to note the circumstances that provided the occasion for our Lord's going apart for a private worship experience. Well, firstly, Jesus was strongly led by the Spirit to go away into a desert place at the beginning of his earthly ministry. Remember that after he was baptized. Sometimes we fail to recognize that the Holy Spirit of God strongly led our Lord into a desolate place as he sought the direction and methods for his redemptive ministry. The things that happened through Jesus' life and ministry during the day to follow these retreats were the things that Jesus had been shown by the Father, I am sure, at these times of getting together with him. So nothing came as a surprise to the Lord Jesus. He well knew in advance what the day was going to bring. The 40 days in the wilderness were a period of intense communion with God. Our Lord talked to the Father, and we can be sure that the Father talked to his Son. Even the angels ministered to him during this time. And we notice that Jesus retreated to a place of prayer when the responsibilities of life weighed heavily upon him. You read about that in Mark 1:35. Jesus found it necessary to go apart to be with God that he might receive strength and guidance and help as he faced both the opportunities and the duties that befell him. If Jesus needed a prayer retreat in the face of his responsibilities, it follows that we also need to go apart for communion with God. When great choices needed to be made, our Lord made them after serious reflection and communion with the Father God. Our lives would be more harmonious with the will of God, and we would experience a far greater joy in living if we made our life decisions matters of earnest prayer rather than just making snap decisions along the way. Remember, Jesus said on one occasion that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That's the word used in the King James Version, but actually the word faint means do not give up. The Apostle Paul uses the same word when he said, "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap, if we do not faint or give up." And so prayer is a very, very important armor to put on as we meet with our Father and our Lord Jesus in the times of earnest prayer before him as we face the day and the way. Then our Lord experienced a retreat when he was weary and needed rest. A pastor was encouraging his people to be zealous in their efforts for God. He reminded them that the devil never takes a vacation. However, Jesus and the apostles found it necessary at times to go apart into a private place that they might rest and that the vital energies of life might be restored. If they needed this, surely we also need it from time to time. Our Lord went apart to a private place for prayer when he experienced misunderstanding. Read about that in Mark 6 and verses 45 and 46. At times, even the apostles greatly misunderstood the motives and methods of their Messiah. Following our Lord's multiplication of the loaves and fishes, these apostles were encouraging the crowd to marshal a movement to crown Jesus as their king. Our Lord broke up this demonstration and compelled the apostles to get into a boat so that he might send them away. After they were gone, he needed an experience with God and went apart for prayer. Being misunderstood is the lot of every person, and it can be very painful at times. Jesus resorted to prayer when he was misunderstood, and that is what we should do as well. Jesus and the apostles needed time to be alone with one another, and that's important too. Our Lord was an activist and was almost compulsive about ministering to the needs of people. Though he came to minister and his heart was moved by people's needs, there were times when he needed to be alone with his helpers. If Jesus needed this kind of fellowship, it follows that we are bound to need it too. And if you're involved in any kind of ministry, you'll know at times that you can become people weary. In other words, the needs greater than the strength that you have. When Jesus was touched by the woman with the issue of blood, he confessed that virtue went out of him. That means power. And Jesus felt that go out of him, and that's why he knew that someone special amidst all of the crowd had touched him. And because of that being drained in his humanity, he needed to go and to be refilled, rekindled, re-blessed, as it were, for the journey along the way. And we, if we are in ministry of any kind, even if we're just ordinary believers that from time to time will encourage some other believers, it can take it out of you. And you need that time, that special time to say, Lord, refill me, I pray. And then Jesus retreated to a private place when he needed encouragement. About 6 months before his crucifixion, Jesus took 3 of his disciples with him to the top of a mountain for a time of prayer. On the mountaintop, Jesus experienced the presence of Moses and Elijah. They discussed with him that which was to take place by means of his death on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb. In addition to meeting with these Old Testament characters, our Lord heard the voice of the Father expressing his divine approval. If Jesus needed to be encouraged, all of us need to be encouraged. We can find that encouragement if we take time out to go apart and be alone with God. Interestingly, the word encouragement is very important. It actually means being endowed with courage, fresh courage, to face the journey as we go. And then finally, Jesus went apart into a private place for prayer when he desperately needed strength for the impossible task that he faced in the cross. He went into a private place for prayer as he faced his crucifixion, and he prayed repeatedly. And at that time, he also needed the encouragement and strength of the prayers of his 3 chosen apostles who were there, but alas, they had fallen asleep. Jesus made a comment and he said, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We need to be around the Lord and his people. We need to be around the Lord, the Father God, and in order to take that strength, receive that strength from the Lord to do the work that the Lord has called us to do, even just the work of daily living for him. So, if we are too busy to draw into a private place to commune with God and let him speak to our minds and hearts, we're entirely too busy. We all need to arrange our schedules to let God have the place that belongs to him in our lives. We should spend a time of solitude with God each day, praying and reading his word. We all can find time and space for private worship if we set our hearts on it. Not to do so is to impoverish ourselves, to miss the blessings of God the Father. May you, and I indeed, continue to carry on in our times of drawing apart with the Lord to receive that strength, and may you receive that strength today as you listen to my voice and to the beautiful melodies that we play for you here on Heart and Soul. May God bless you. Chet Valley Church's choir with the hymn Loving Shepherd of the Sheep.